This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second hour of the KE Report. As always, on our weekend show, the second hour is devoted to politics. So here we are with KER Politics. Big Al's first guest was on the program last week. His name is Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi is a PhD from Harvard University and a very, very interesting guy. Here's what some of the reviews say about his latest book, Killing the Deep State. James Farah, founder and chief executive officer of WND.com, WND Books, and WD Films, says nobody understands the deep state like Jerome Corsi. Anyone who wants to see it dismantled needs this book because Trump can't do it alone. Roger Stone, New York Times bestselling author, says it even stronger. He says Jerry Corsi may be the best investigative journalist working today, and this incredible book proves it. Ed Klein, number one New York Times bestselling author, says Killing the Deep State is an explosive must-read that not only exposes the insidious nature and goals of the shadow government, but also provides a roadmap to ensuring that the will of the people through President Trump succeeds. Pretty interesting allegations in the book, Dr. Corsi. Let me ask you this. In terms of proof, we look at both sides of every story. I am not an investigative reporter, but I certainly appreciate the work that you and your colleagues do. What kind of proof do we have in this instance?
Absolute convincing evidence that the FBI, really smoking gun evidence, the FBI was involved in a coup d'etat attempt against President Trump. But when you read this book, you're going to be stunned because it's clear that while the plan started in the FBI, it spread to include the Department of Justice as a whole and then moved into the Obama CIA, the Obama White House, even involved Senator Reid in terms of, you know, the signing on to this lying, no evidence theme of Russian collusion, which was being advanced by Hillary Clinton and the deep state, who hate Donald Trump, as a way to get him impeached.
What I would like to know in your opinion, sir, is I'd like to know the rationale behind that. They hate the man. Okay, I think it may be a little simpler than that in the sense that the Clinton family has been focusing on the last election for basically their entire married life together. And when they saw that it probably wasn't going to work because of her shortcomings, I would have to say, don't you think it probably just started right there?
I think it goes even deeper. I think it's really ideological. I think the problem is that this deep state and the entrenched bureaucracy, going back to George H.W. Bush and certainly accelerated by Obama, is packed with leftists, with hard leftists who are New World Order. They believe the United States is outmoded, that we need to have no borders, that we want to move into these international trade agreements. We ought to be part of the world of international rule. That when Donald Trump came on the scene, these are hard left politics. These are the identity politics of Hillary Clinton. When you look at the Democratic Party, I read a whole chapter in Killing the Deep State, where the Democratic Party now with Keith Ellison is the deputy director of the DNC. We now know to have been a Black Panther and Black Muslim, Louis Farrakhan brand. Mm-hmm. And then Tom Perez, who is a La Raza lawyer. Mm-hmm. The Democratic Party today and this deep state effort would be considered to be, under the European model, either a socialist or a communist party. And it's so far over the cliff in intolerance that, you know, you basically have Hillary calling everybody deplorables. They don't want the First Amendment, no debate, intolerant. We all should go to thought reform school, like with the Cultural Revolution with Mao. And secondly, they don't want a Second Amendment. And third, they don't want a Fourth Amendment because they think that they're in charge of the social media feeding the intelligence agencies. And so therefore, Eric Schmidt will take all Google's data and build it into Hillary's get out the vote effort. And it's just fine. Donald Trump comes on the scene and he's talking about America first. He's talking about a return to the Constitution, that we need to get out of these trade agreements, build a strong military. This is a shock, the worst possible nightmare for Hillary Clinton and her hard, I'm increasingly calling them hate left. This Democratic Party bears no resemblance to the Democratic Party of Jack Kennedy or Hubert Humphrey. These are hardcore, and when Trump came on, it went over the edge in the Department of Justice, starting with the FBI, where a criminal, treasonous coup d'etat plan was formulated and was in the process of being executed. In fact, I think still is, until we can get rid of Mueller's special counsel effort, which today looks to me like it's about out of gas.
The main story, the playbill doesn't change. It's all the same in a very, very macro sense. The only thing I'd like to ask you is, in terms of Herbert Walker, George Herbert Walker Bush, I'm assuming that you're putting him in that category because he is more of a globalist as opposed to an America First guy. Is that correct?
Yes, he's the first one to really declare a New World Order, and was first one to really want NAFTA to move towards this globalist understanding. The Bush family has always been for open borders with Mexico. You saw that in George W. Bush, the whole security and prosperity partnership in North America, which I deemed the North American Union in the making, like the European Union. This is the mentality. So when you have the deep state launching a coup d'etat plan, now they're into criminal activity. What I think is going to happen, and this is, again, what I write in the book, The Killing of the Deep State, I mean, you're shocked when you find out how extensively President Obama is still involved behind the scenes, a night and day effort working with Valerie Jarrett and others. He's almost like the Wizard of Oz behind the screen, trying to undermine the Trump presidency. So this has been pervading the entire Democratic Party, which I think felt like, they were within an inch of their final reaching the goal line where the Constitutional Republic of America could be destroyed. And they could advance into this socialistic, brave new world. And the dream was clutched from them by Donald Trump's victory that the deep state, including Comey, including, I believe, all the way up to Hillary and Obama, completely lost it and launched what amounts to be a criminal, treasonous coup d'etat plan. And as if you read The Killing of the Deep State, I outline that the next phase of this, and I go through chapter and verse so you can really understand what's happening. I anticipated when I wrote the book, the counter attack by Trump would be launched, and it's been launched now with the appointment of this John Huber as an outside prosecutor, working hand in hand with the Inspector General of the Department of Justice. And I think you're going to start seeing indictments come the other way, where various people within the Department of Justice and the FBI are going to get indicted for criminal offenses, which were contributory to this coup d'etat plan.
I have to tell you one thing I want to say, Dr. Corsi, here, is that if all of this comes to pass, and I'm not saying it is going to or it's not going to, I have to say you've put together a very, very interesting case, to say the least. If this happens, if this comes to pass, and America really believes it, America starts thinking with their intellect, with their brain, instead of with their emotions, I think perhaps the movie of all time is going to be called Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save Donald Trump. I personally feel without a doubt that Donald Trump is doing the right thing, and I've said this numerous, numerous times on the record. One last question. For people who want to pick up the book, I'm assuming they can just go to Amazon and get it there.
Well, it's available now in all the bookstores. No, the New York Times refuses to put it on the bestseller list. Should have been number four in the bestseller list based on sales. But, of course, the hard left New York Times doesn't want you reading Killing the Deep State.
Okay.
It's in bookstores all over. It was on Barnes & Noble's bestselling list, so it will be in the front of the Barnes & Noble stores. Spell my name Corsi, Corsi. You can find it, Killing the Deep State, on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, BooksAMillion.com.
And what we're going to put a live link on our site this week directing people to the book. It is a good read. There's no question about it. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much. You're a brave man.
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Some people think that connecting politics and economics is a bit of a stretch.
But I have to tell you, it's really not a stretch. I have a lady on the line with me right now who is an attorney. She's a tax attorney. She's an investment advisor, and she's a certified financial planner. Her name is Rebecca Walzer. Rebecca has written a very, very interesting book It's entitled Wealth Unbroken, Growing Wealth Uninterrupted by Market Crashes, Taxes, and Even Death. What we're going to talk about in this interview are a couple of things. Number one, she feels very strongly that people are going to be exiting the conventional stock markets. Big Al's been saying this on the radio since 1995. I think the conventional markets are just a great place to be, but I think there are times in the evolution of our economy when other areas are more important, perhaps bonds, number one, and number two, probably one of my favorite subjects in the world, and that is goals. Mrs. Walzer, tell us why you're saying what you say.
Yeah, just like you, I too hear the conventional wisdom that, you know, is shouted by everyone in the market. When the markets start to show the cracks, I call these the cracks. I mean, we know that the market's going to have another bear eventually because it's simply been overheated. It's been the only place to have money with real returns, you know, for the last 9 years. And now that we have all these things going on, and by the way, I don't think that this volatility, you know, the end of first quarter, beginning of second quarter is really the beginning of the bear. I don't think that at all. But I do see the cracks that are starting to form in the foundation that the bear, it's sort of foretelling that the bear is going to come. And so, you know, this is sort of ironic, though, because we have true economic fundamentals that are really positive right now with all of the reforms, deregulatory, you know, the good job numbers, the, you know, inflation numbers being right at target almost or a little bit under. So there's a lot of good economic fundamentals, but yet because we sort of faked it for all this time, you know, the last 9 years, we have to pay the piper at some time. Uh-huh. And so what happens is people start to get, as you know, Al, you've been doing this for 30, 40 years, people get emotionally, or we're all emotionally tied to our money. And so they start to make, you know, decisions very quickly. And if they call up their broker right now, in fact, I saw a really prominent investment advisor being interviewed on one of the main business network channels saying that the bull market was going to last another couple years. And I really wanted to, like, take my shoe off and throw it at the television because it was just totally ridiculous. I mean, obviously, our longest bull market was 10 years with what I call the industrial, technological industrial revolution from 1990 to 2000. And obviously last month, we just had our nine year anniversary of this bull market. So we are going to have a bear market correction. A lot of people think it's going to be substantial. And what you're going to hear now from the conventional investment community is to buy and hold. As you know, Al, that is going to be their go-to message, buy and hold. And if you start to sort of digest why they say that, you can understand why they say that. And I don't mean to put the whole financial community on the bus here. I'm not trying to run them over. But the truth is, if you've got money managers that are basically charging assets under management fees and everybody takes their gains and moves to cash and cash equivalents or moves to safety or moves to bonds, you know, then they aren't managing that money and they're not making their return, you know, they're not making their AUM fees. So I think that there's a little bit of a disincentive for them to tell people like the same guy that decides to take his earnings, lock in his gains, maybe you go to something that he considers safe, like gold, or hold, you know, really maybe a short-term bond, something like that, but then wait until the market sort of levels out, you know, and then buys back in. Obviously, he's going to do better over the history of investing his whole life than the guy who just has to hold through all of these down cycles and take years and years for those down cycles to recover.
Rebecca, I'm curious about one thing. Now, you've been on NBC, ABC, Good Day Los Angeles, Yahoo Finance, CNBC, and Fox Business. How do you answer the following question? Now, I believe this is a true statement, and that is I believe there is an incredibly tight correlation between political events and financial events. Now, when we talk about financial events, let's rephrase that and change the word event to environment. Let's talk about a couple of financial environments, one of them being the world of bonds and the other one being the world of precious metals. On the other hand, you have another environment. It's called the world of the conventional stock market. Now, I would maintain that one of the reasons that we've got almost a 40% gain in the conventional market as measured by the Dow right now is because of Trump. I think Trump really emphasized and brought about some optimism in the financial community. Now, my question is, if that doesn't continue, I think that you're going to be 100% right in terms of both the environment of the bond market and the environment of precious metals. Any comments on that?
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, ultimately, Al, we can't separate the politics from the economics, right?
We
can't. And all we have to do, and I know that you're a believer in this too, but all we have to do is look back to the Roman Empire and see that, you know, every great society like the United States, like Rome before us, has really collapsed upon itself. You know, in Rome's case, obviously they were just completely bankrupt and taxing people to death because they couldn't stop supporting their war efforts. And there's a lot of similarities between America and Rome and the fall of the Roman Empire. And the truth is that I don't know. I feel so sorry, to be honest with you, with the politicians of today, because they now are starting to feel what politicians for the last 40 years have done to them, and that has put them in an unwinnable and untenable situation. We cannot sustain the level of debt that we have with the level of spending that we have with the minimal tax revenues that we're taking in. We are going, I talk about this in my book. I talk about sort of the history of money in America and where we've come and where we are and really where we're headed. And it's, unfortunately, Al, it's not a happy ending bed story.
No,
you know?
It's not. I know it's not. Yep.
And that's the scary thing. So I couldn't agree with you more. And unfortunately, I think Trump is doing the absolute best he can. His deregulatory policies mm-hmm. are some of the, you know, some of the Trump bump is what I call it. And all I can do is say, thank God that we are in this situation versus what we could have or would have been in had we had, you know, another politician in that believes government is the answer, government spending is the answer, government regulation is the answer, because we have a hard enough card hand that we've been dealt already that we to put the political constraints behind the economy of tight regulation and all of those things is going to make an unwinnable hand just that much faster to be lost.
Rebecca Walser, I agree with you 100%. Now, let me just say one thing, and that is I want you to make arrangements with your publicist, if you would, to get you back on the show next week, because we haven't even scratched the surface where I want to go. Mrs. Walser, it has been a sincere pleasure talking with you. Thanks for your time.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You know, I have to tell you, our previous guest, very interesting woman. I like what she had to say about money perhaps exiting, hard money exiting the conventional market. That's always a very interesting topic to Big Al, as you guys know. Been a gold bug for a lot of years, so I thought that what Rebecca had to say was very, very interesting. We have a very interesting story to talk about right now. There is a company in Salt Lake City called Converis. I have the director of marketing, Russ Werner, on the line with me right now. Now, why would a privately held company in Salt Lake be of interest to me? Well, because of the concept of truth detection. What's going on in our society right now, particularly on the federal government level, and I would have to say on all levels of government, as Mr. Werner said when we were chatting off mic, you get a lot of economy of truth, for lack of better terms, when politicians are talking. I mean, right now, for example, Russ and I are chatting Friday afternoon, day before the show is going to air. And what do we have? Well, we have the fact that potentially Jeff Sessions is supposedly going to get fired, even though Trump vehemently denies this. We've got a lack of information coming on the Clinton scandal to the investigators. I mean, with all of these things, and this is only the tip of the iceberg, who is telling the truth? Russ, I got to ask you, in your opinion, what's going on in federal government? Why don't we know the truth of very, very important topics right now?
Oh, that's a very loaded question.
That's a very loaded question.
There are many, many, many reasons why people don't tell the truth. They are doing it to protect themselves. They're doing it to protect others. They're doing it to cover up issues or crimes that have been committed. There are just lots of reasons.
You know,
I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great answer. But my question is this. Why has the U.S. on such a high level, why do we even have to deal with the truth? I mean, the truth should be self-evident, as it says in the Constitution, or the Declaration of Independence, I'm sorry.
Well, that's right. And in a physiological sense, telling a lie is actually not natural. So our bodies are really not wired to lie, but we do it for the reasons I just mentioned. And for that reason, well, and the other issue is that deception detection technologies haven't really been used in the government, even sometimes in court, because there is no perfect lie detector. And for that reason, those who are carrying some weight around of some indiscrepancies, or indiscretions, I should say, they don't want to be tested, because if they fail the test, it will look bad. And if they fail the test because the test isn't perfect, they can somehow point to the fact, oh, it must have been a mistake because there's a possibility the test was wrong. So the people who are trying to cover the truth don't want to be tested for those reasons. The people who want to tell the truth, generally speaking, would have a much better chance. Lie detectors do detect truth in people who are telling the truth, and they would the truth tellers really would have a better, to be a much better outcome.
At least it strikes me that truth detection devices could at least point investigators in a direction that perhaps they wouldn't have looked at before. I mean, I'm a real political junkie, and I'm pretty conservative, although by the same token I'm fairly independent. It strikes me as being amazing, some of the stories that are out there, that it would be very, very easy to determine the truthfulness of many of those stories. I mean, our country's future, in my opinion, happens to depend on it. Russ, just give me a comment on that, if you would. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about Converis, what you guys are doing.
Well, until recently, until our technology was launched to the market, and for about 80 or 90 years, the real de facto standard for lie detection was the polygraph.
Mm-hmm.
And the polygraph, there have been other technologies that have come about, but none of them have been economical enough or accurate enough to replace the polygraph. And so you've got an analog machine that was effective for decades, which was only recently upgraded to the digital world in the early 90s. And you have this technology that measures physiological responses, your heart rate, your blood pressure, your respiration, and your skin conductance. And that's been the de facto standard. But now, with the technology that we have, which is different, we measure different physiological changes. We measure changes in the eye. Because when you lie, your eyes exhibit certain behaviors, including one of the most diagnostic, which is that your pupils dilate. And your pupils dilate when you think more. So when your cognitive load is increased, your eyes reflect that change. And liars have to think up a story to cover their tracks, with details and events and people that don't exist because they're covering or creating a story. And when they do that, their cognitive load increases. And when we're observing their eyes during that story creation, we detect that pupil dilation and other behaviors, and we can pinpoint to the fact that they're being deceptive.
You know, Russ, I got to tell you, I think this is a very, very natural direction for us to evolve into in terms of what's going on around the country, in terms of what's going on around the world. Now, I could be mistaken here, but it strikes me that you guys, and you're a private company, so you don't have to disclose any information, but it strikes me that you're having some relatively good luck in terms of foreign countries picking up this mode of operation. Am I correct?
Yeah, we are. Primarily because there's one major law in the U.S., the Employee Polygraph Protection Act, which was enacted in 1988, that prohibits the use of lie detection to be used on private company employees. So the majority of workers in the U.S. have never been tested with a lie detector just to get a job because it's illegal. But outside the U.S., it's not. And for that reason, we've had much more broader acceptance among military and private companies and intelligence agencies outside the U.S. because it's much more common.
You know, Russ, it strikes me, just from a common sense standpoint, that truth detection, for lack of better terms, given the fact where our society is today, and I hate to repeat myself, but I have to do that, but I think it's an incredibly important avenue to go. I mean, you know, It's a good analogy to me is that, you know, the Israeli, for example, the Israeli system of screening passengers on air flights or on people coming into the country or whatever is probably the most effective in the world. And in the United States, we can't use that because of arguments from the ACLU. I mean, how long are we going to be counterproductive, Russ?
I don't know. That's a good question. But one of the benefits of having two tests, one like polygraph and one like iDetect, is that if you were to test the person with both of these solutions, because they're both independent in what they measure, one measures bodily response and one measures, for lack of a better word, brain response. Because they're independent, if you could test someone using both solutions on the same topic, if a person could pass both tests, you'd be about 98 or 99% certain that they were telling the truth. So we now have a way to eliminate what has been, I guess, the biggest barrier to using lie detection, which is that nothing's been more than 90% accurate. But now if you combine two solutions that are independent, you can get very strong results, and there would be less likely of being able to blame the instrument or the equipment for the test failure. So things can actually change going forward.
Yeah, I mean, at least it would provide investigators a more solid direction to go in when seeking the truth. And I got to tell you, Lord knows right now, we have to find out the truth. The future of our country depends on it. It's amazing to me that U.S. citizens and people around the world can read our newspapers and not get a totally middle-of-the-road opinion on facts, and that concerns me a lot. Russ Warner, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate it.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome in here to wrap up KER Politics. We've got a very, very important conversation right now with one of our important, and I would have to say, more popular guests, and that is Michael Stumo. Michael is the Chief Executive Officer of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. He hasn't been on the show for a couple of weeks because the research director has been on the show in his place, and I thought he did a really good job. But Michael is the man. We're going to talk a little bit with Michael about the U.S. and its China retaliatory tariffs, and you know how basically why the age of appeasement really has to end. Michael, you started out your article talking about the fact that your organization strongly supports the Trump administration's shift from free trade to the realpolitik strategic trade. Define, if you would, why free trading is hurting us and what you mean by strategic trade, would you?
Sure. Free trade is kind of like a pink unicorn. It's kind of fun to talk and write about, but it's unlikely you'll ever see it. But we've tried to, you know, make this free trade happen by dropping tariffs and the like, first on our own without other countries doing it, and then trying to persuade them to do it. But tariffs are such a small part of the geopolitical, you know, the national strategy other countries have to influence trade and to be strategic about it, that we've just been naive. The real world game that nobody talks about, everyone successful practices strategic trade, because we're simply in a global competition among nations to get the good industries and good jobs. That's what the game really is.
Michael, let's talk a little bit about strategic trade. You know, globalists have a tendency to feel that we're all in this game together, and if you don't have free trade but you utilize strategic trade instead, that's going to help out the world as a whole, the poor, downtrodden masses, et cetera, et cetera. I don't really believe that's the case, because I think the people who free trade is going to hurt the most is I guess I'm in agreement with you when I say that, and that it's really, really hurting the United States, because other countries, as you just brought out, are really engaged in strategic trade. Now, I guess the question...
Right.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Right, right. There's probably 6 or 8 countries, maybe 10, that are really, you know, pretty good at being strategic about it. In fact, you know, Germany, Japan, and Korea are really good at it. They they don't allow China to have a big, you know, trade surplus with them, or they don't have a trade. Japan and Korea sell more to China than they buy from China, so does Germany. But your point about the poor people, that's true across the world. Really, what countries need to do is have national policies that build their own economies, their own industrial ecosystems, their own job ecosystems that's right for them, because the fully open markets allow multinationals to come through and ravage the local communities and put people out of work. And so it's really the nature of this really should be a good, strong national economic policy that is right for each country, including the U.S.
You know, you mentioned that a lot of challenges are going to take place in the U.S. when we try to move from free to strategic trade. I think the biggest challenge, personally, is going to take place if you look at some major, major globalists in the U.S. right now. That would be Jeff Bezos, Amazon, because he is profiting, his company is profiting hugely from globalism, in my opinion. You know, and the other one would probably be Microsoft. Microsoft is profiting hugely from globalism. How can we change the perception? I mean, these guys are obviously, their spokespeople, I guess I should say, are obviously pushing the fact that the United States is morally corrupt if we're not globalistic in nature. How do you correct that perception? Because it's totally wrong, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, most Americans don't agree with Bezos and Microsoft and the like. Most of them want to take care of our own folks first, but that doesn't mean we want to put a, you know, wish others harm either. But I think the globalist challenge that we face the most is from the government-owned companies from China run by the Central Communist Party or their princelings. And so these days, as China is like 48% of our trade deficit, they're our biggest challenge. It's those global companies which are bigger. But certainly in this country, you know, Bezos and the like are an impediment to getting back to the old American way of protecting our interests as opposed to the, you know, interests of other people as we drown in wage stagnation.
Mike, I kind of disagree with you on one point. I think the progressive movement in the United States right now is really, really in the camp of being globalistic, because they feel that being globalistic in our actions is morally correct, and I disagree violently with that.
Yeah, globalism isn't partisan, actually. You've got the New York Times globalists, you've got the Wall Street Journal globalists, you've got the National Public Radio globalists. In the Congress, mm-hmm. The GOP globalists are the worst challenge, the Kevin Brady's, Paul Ryan, the Orrin Hatch, and the like. A lot of the Democrats opposed a lot of these trade agreements in the past. But so the Wall Street Dems are a problem, but there's a bunch of fair trade Dems that are not such a problem. They're a bit confounded because they kind of like what Trump's doing, but they're not supposed to say it. And the GOP free trade globalists are much more vocal. In fact, one of my member companies said with regard to the steel and aluminum 232 tariffs against the world to stop China's overcapacity, they couldn't find one Republican senator that would be supportive of that position and of Trump. And the fellow who told me that is a Republican, and he was very dismayed by that fact.
I find that to be really interesting, because my impression, and I do an awful lot of reading on all of this stuff, and my impression is that basically Hillary Clinton ran on a globalist platform. I think a lot of...
No doubt.
I think basically that is the heart of the globalist party right now. Now, one other question I have that I think a lot of our listeners are unaware of, you know, everybody talks about the World Trade Organization. They talk about the WTO and, you know, what a great deal it is and a great place to have protests, et cetera, et cetera. But you brought out, in my opinion, in this article, China Retaliatory Tariffs, the Age of Appeasement Must End, which just came out here on April 3rd, you brought out the fact that the World Trade Organization is virtually blind to the trade imbalances around the world. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. The WTO has gone off track. The World Trade Organization has 100 and some countries in it. It's supposed to be a rules-based trade organization, enforce the rules. But they've become a problem because everybody wants to use the dump, overproduce and dump all their products on the U.S., taking out our industry and our workers. Mm-hmm. We get a little bit of compensation with cheap products, but not sufficient. And if we push back, not that our government has much in the past until now, but if we push back and say, no, we're not going to be the dumping ground for overproduction around the world, because of these trade amounts, these trade deficits kill jobs, trade surpluses create jobs on net. They get trade surplus, they create jobs. So the WTO is an impediment. They don't allow you to take action based on these kind of trade deficits, and they are an impediment to it. And so Trump is actually, in a way, becoming the new WTO, re-regulating world trade based upon other countries' access to the biggest consumer market in the world, us.
I find that to be really interesting. Michael, I have one last question, and that is that in your article you bring out the fact that tariffs on China's government-subsidized imports have the potential to boost America's industrial production. Can I get you to quantify that, please?
Sure. This is a good start as to the industries of the future, because the tariffs that Trump recently announced are on advanced technology industries of the future, which China is vigorously trying to dominate in a program called China 2025. So we tend to export commodities to China as if we are a third world colony to an Asian industrial power. And then we don't produce high-tech products, which are our future industries and current. So if we at least rebalance on the high-tech side, that gives our companies a chance to have advanced manufacturing, information technology capability, and the like, and to reestablish it here because we've lost so much of it.
And there you have it from Michael Stumo, Chief Executive Officer of Coalition for a Prosperous America. Michael, always a pleasure.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.